Now I wanted to say a few words about Rosh Hashanah. Bezrat Hashem, in 2 weeks we're going to talk also about the whole move of the holidays of Tishrei, which is beautiful. Rosh Hashanah and then Kippur, Sukkot and then Simchat Torah. It's a process, it's a full move. First of all, to understand that Rosh is head. Okay, so the head is the most important. The head is coming first. Rosh Hashanah. So it's the beginning of the year. But it's not only the beginning of the year, it's the Rosh of the year. It's the head of the year. What is the meaning of that Rosh? Rosh is where the thoughts are. Rosh Hashanah is the time. It's very, very special that, you know, only the Torah can teach us that Judgment Day is a day that we need to celebrate.
That's true.
We need to be afraid of that day somehow, but when it arrives, we're celebrating. We're going, making barbecues and eating and Baruch Hashem. But still, there are a lot of people, especially I heard it from Breslev Hasidim, but I assume that there are a lot of people that because it's the Judgment Day and you're standing in front of the judge, you're in court, no one is starting to talk and to say whatever nonsense that he has in his head in court. In court, you're choosing every word and saying the exact, choosing the meanings that you want to express. So, a lot of people do ta'anit shtika, ta'anit dibur. Not to talk at all those 2 days, especially in the first day. Yes, yes.
Wow.
Not to speak. Only in the prayers. And only if you learn Torah or something, but no hi, no bye, no my, nothing. But this is still only a choice, but still this is the external act. What is the internal act that we need to use that tool for? Someone that is not talking, no one knows what's happening in his mind because he's not talking. He's not expressing himself. Of course he can talk and lie, and then not to show if he's a good liar, we would believe him. But for sure, the talking is taking us outside. And it's taking the power from our mind, from our thoughts. The days when we're silent, we can do real inner work with our thoughts. And this is a very special and important work to do in Rosh Hashanah, because it's the head of the year. It's not the beginning of the year, it's the head. This is the kind of head, this is the kind of thoughts that you're going to have this year. So if you're going to continue with whatever you don't like in those days, you're going to have it also for next year. But choosing those 2 days, trying to speak less and to force your thoughts in that day. I did it for the last 2 years. I understood and started working that way. And I kept myself 2 days of silence. And only, and the first year it was the strongest because I just was, and I'm forcing my mind. Hashem loves me. Wow, Hashem, you love me so much. It's amazing how much you love me. Only washing, brainwash, okay? Making brainwash to yourself to a positive direction. And it's a very, very strong time that the brainwash works. I really, really recommend you to try as much as you can. Especially the first day, because the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is the days of judgment to all creations. All creations. Even animals. Every ant This is the day when it's written when it is it's going to live and when it's going to die. And how much is it going to achieve or to suffer or during its life. And like I said before, we're beginning in the month of Elul, all the confessions, we sinned, we're sorry, we're trying to make tshuva. And when judgment day comes, even no one confession. What? Isn't it the best time to confess? What do you say? Supposed to be the day, like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we're making hundreds of confessions. What's going on? What's that concept? What's the idea? Rosh Hashanah, like I said, and I'm going to talk about it more in 2 weeks before Yom Kippur, to talk about the difference between the two. But Rosh Hashanah is the new start. We try to restart our thoughts, to renew, and to start growing. Rosh Hashanah is the time, like a person that there is something that he really feels like doing or being, and just can't stand the option that in 5 or 10 years from now, I will look back and see that I didn't do that thing. I can't stand that option. It's not a choice. I must achieve that. I must do that. I must start that new path in my life. I'm not sure that I'm going to succeed. I'm not sure that it's the right thing for me. But I can't stand the option that I will not try. This is Rosh Hashanah. And when you're in that state of mind, you don't have time to confession. You just need to take yourself and run in that direction before you're losing that momentum. It's a very strong moment when it appears. And Rosh Hashanah is an opportunity. After we tried and we did whatever we did in Chodesh Elul, and we really know that we did our best, or if we don't know that we did our best, but we know the truth, we have the obligation to start something new, to start moving, to go. There are two ways of tshuva. There is the way of tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, and there is the way of tshuva of Yom Kippur. Like I just said, tshuva with confessions and tshuva without confessions. And it's a very, very deep understanding also about the choice that Christianity made when it was invented by people. Because Rosh Hashanah is a tshuva that you do with a vision of righteousness. You're not stuck in the past of your sins. You see yourself as righteous. You know it's going to take time. You know it's going to be a long process. But your vision is righteousness. This is your, how do you say, in Hebrew we say, horizon of righteousness. Something that is... This is where I'm aiming. I'm not aiming to clean my past. I'm aiming to be righteous. This is Rosh Hashanah. Of course we need to deal with our sins. Of course we need to fix ourselves. But everything has the right time for it. Rosh Hashanah is the right time not to deal with our sins. Because in Judgment Day, when you're standing in front of the judge, and you know that the judge has unconditional love to you, you're not bringing your sins, because you're showing him that you really believe that he already forgave you. And you believe in his unconditional love. I was mentioning that Christianity chose one way. They chose that the idea is to keep sinning and go confess. Because confession is enough. So Be'ezrat Hashem, it's a huge, huge time. The days of Rosh Hashanah are days to really achieve huge things. Really, really, I'm sure that whatever you're doing here, each and everyone with his own path, you're doing amazing things, and you're really making a lot of, bringing a lot of light and happiness to the world and to heaven as well. So, Shana Tova and good luck.